Practical English.
Activity 1. 1. It was so annoying because I needed to finish the work, but the system kept crashing.
So it seems to me that you're feeling a bit frustrated with the new application.
Yeah, you could say that. 2. I've seen that other employees in similar positions are getting far more for the same number of hours.
So you don't think your salary is high enough for this type of work?
No, I don't. 3. I went to your website to learn more about your products, but a lot of times when I clicked on the link, the page wouldn't open.
So you're saying that a lot of the links seem to be broken?
That's right. Activity 2. 1. Too many mistakes are being made and our technicians are flat out trying to resolve them. However, with a bit more training, this could all be avoided.
So are you saying we need to organise some workshops?
Yeah, definitely. 2. We gave them clear instructions on what to do and what price to charge, but this advice was ignored, and now we're in the mess that we're in.
So what you're saying is that everyone just did what they wanted?
More or less, yes. 3. There aren't enough people working on the project, so we're in danger of not completing the work according to the schedule.
So you seem to be saying that because of a lack of manpower, we won't meet the deadline.
Yeah, that's right. 4. I don't think I can go on like this any longer. I've been working weekends and getting up at 6 a.m. to try to finish the work, but it just keeps piling up.
So you're saying that the project is too much for just one person?
Yes. 5. The telecommunications firm has sent us an offer that would cut the phone bill by at least 50%, as well as giving us a more efficient system that they can have up and running within 2 weeks. The only thing is, the offer is only valid until the end of this month.
So, are you suggesting that we should take advantage of this offer before it expires?
Yeah, definitely.